Professor in News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The United States has vetoed an Arab-backed UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
Tuesday's vote was 13-1 with the UK abstaining. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace.
The U.S. is pushing its own temporary ceasefire resolution and defending its veto.
This is not, as some members have claimed, an American effort to cover for an imminent ground incursion.
Julie Walker, New York.
GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley trails Donald Trump by a wide margin heading into Saturday's South Carolina primary, but she's refusing to get out of the race, saying she's the only presidential candidate who's actually addressing the issues that Americans care about.
I'm talking about the millions of students who don't know how to read or do basic math. The families who can't afford groceries, much less a first home. The total lawlessness on our southern border.
Haley addressed supporters at a campaign rally in Greenville, South Carolina this afternoon. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny appealed to President Vladimir Putin to intervene and turn her son's body over to him so she can bury him with dignity. Lyudmila Navalnaya, who had been trying to get his body since Saturday, appeared in a video outside the Arctic penal colony where Navalny died on Friday. Clad in black with the prison's barbed wire fence behind her, Navalnaya said she spent a fifth day unsuccessfully trying to see the body. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 64 points. This is SRN News. There's a battle going on over conversion therapy in the United Kingdom.
Parliament is considering a bill that would make it illegal for counselors to help young people abandon the gay lifestyle. A growing number of states here in the U.S. have passed similar legislation. But resistance is growing in England. A majority of the House of Lords spoke out against the conversion ban this month, saying it represents a clear threat to both religious freedom and free speech. A vote is expected to take place in March. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another scandal for the Catholic Church. The funeral of a local transgender activist at New York St. Patrick's Cathedral last week has drawn a denunciation from a senior church official. Enrique Salvo, the head pastor at St. Patrick's, said he did not know that the deceased was a transgender activist until after services began. He called the mass sacrilegious and deceptive. The event was apparently approved by New York Archbishop Timothy Dolan. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Technology stocks led Wall Street broadly lower as chipmaker NVIDIA pulled back ahead of its earnings report this week. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The benchmark index coming off only its second losing week in the last 16. NVIDIA, which has ridden a wave of investor enthusiasm over artificial intelligence, lost 4.4%. The stock has more than tripled over the past year. The Dow was down 64 points today to close at 38,563. The NASDAQ lost 144 points to 15,630. The S&P 500 dropped 30 points, finishing at 49.75. New York oil fell $1.01 to $78.18 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.